啊，大家下午好，
Good to be here with you today.
很高兴又来到大家中间。
This past week, we kind of recovered from COVID last weekend. So Monday morning, we have a little motor home. So we hopped in the motor home and we went down to Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
上周我们从 COVID 的中间康复了，然后我们去到一个地方。
And down there, there's a place called Sight and Sound, and they do productions of different characters of the Bible.
那里有一个活动是和圣经有关的。
And so we went to see the production of David.
我们去看了这个大卫的演出。
And it was fantastic, better than anything Hollywood could do.
比任何的电影都好看。
So after that, we came back home and rested, and here we are this afternoon.
然后我们就回家了，然后今天来到大家中间。
And I want to speak to you today on recovery.
然后我跟大家正道的主题是复原之路。
A pastor talked about the time when Renee, a three-year-old, sat with her parents during a baptismal service.
曾经有一个牧师，他讲了一个故事，有一个三岁的小女孩Renee, 她和父母坐在一个受洗的仪式中。
And it was a new experience for her.
这是对她来说是完全新的。
And so she asked her parents in a rather loud stage whisper, why did he push that guy in the water?
她就很好奇了，问的她的父母，她为什么把那个人推下水了？
Well, her mom tried to explain to her quietly, but Renee wasn't satisfied.
她妈妈想要小声地给她解释，但是她并没有满足。
And so later that night, her parents tried to provide an answer that a child's mind could understand.
然后那天晚上，她的父母又要想给她能够理解的方式来向她解释。
And they talked about sin, and they told Renee that when people decide to live for Jesus and to do good,They want everyone to know about their decision.
当他们讨论罪，然后这个 Renee 小女孩说这个人需要向她说大家需要相信耶稣。
They then explained that the water symbolizes Jesus washing people from sin.
然后他们解释了水象征了耶稣来清洁大家。
And when they come out clean, they're going to try to live a good life.
当他们出来的时候，他们就干净了，然后他想过一个更好的生活。
Well, Renee immediately responded, why didn't the pastor just spank him if he did something wrong?
Renee 很快就说，为什么牧师不打他一巴掌呢？
Well, the parents realized that they were going to have to do some work to explain baptism a little bit more to Renee.
然后父母就认识到他们需要更多的解释。
But if only getting clean from our sin was so easy.
如果我们从罪中得释放是那么的简单。
When sin has ruined us, no amount of water or sprinkling is going to clean up that mess.
当罪已经毁坏了我们，再多的水和打屁股都是没有办法收拾烂摊子的。
Baptism is a beautiful symbol of new life in Christ.
受洗是一个很好的见证。
But that new life requires a transformation that has to come first in order for it to have meaning.
但是这个新生命需要我们先有转变，然后这个受洗才有意义。
And so the question is, how does that transformation happen?
所以问题是我们如何才能有生命的转变呢？
How do we get clean from sin that has ruined us?
罪毁坏我们之后，我们如何得洁净呢？
How do we recover from the fall of making a poor choice?
我们如何从做出错误选择的堕落中恢复呢？
Well, Genesis chapter 3 tells us how the first human beings recovered from their fall.
在创世纪三章告诉我们最开始的人类是怎样从他们的堕落中恢复的。
Their sin brought ruin to themselves and to the entire human race.
他们的罪毁坏了他们，并且毁坏了整个人类。
But God offered hope for recovery.
但是上帝向我们启示了
Not only for them, but for their descendants and even for you and me today.
不仅仅是对他们，也是对他们的后代，就是包括你和我。
And so we pick up the account in Genesis chapter 3, beginning in verse 8, where we read, When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees.
创世纪三章八节，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木中，躲避耶和华的面。
Now Adam and Eve had sinned against God.
他们得罪了神。
They disobeyed God.
他们不顺服神。
And they were scared because of it.
他们害怕了。
So they hid from God.
所以他们躲避神的面。
Verse 9. Then the Lord God called to the man.Where are you? He replied, I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked. Who told you you were naked? The Lord God asked. Have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat?
第九节开始，耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。耶和华说：“谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？”
Now, do you think God asked these questions because He didn't know the answer?
现在想想，神为什么问这些问题呢？是因为他不知道这个答案吗
？No, God knew exactly where Adam was.
上帝知道他在哪里。
And God knew exactly what Adam had done.
他也完全的知道他做了什么。
And so why did he ask those questions?
所以上帝为什么会发问呢?
Well, because he wanted Adam to openly confess his sin.
因为他要亚当公开承认他的罪。
Well, did Adam do it?
亚当那样做了吗?
Verse 12. The man replied, It was the woman that you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it. And then the Lord God asked the woman, What have you done?The serpent deceived me, she replied. That's why I ate it.
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
Now, did they openly confess their sin?
他们公开的承认他们的罪了吗
？No, they both played the blame game.
没有，他们在玩指责的游戏。
In fact, Adam even had the nerve to blame God himself.
事实上，亚当正在指责上帝自己。
He said, "The woman that you gave me, she did it to me."
他说你所赐给我的女人。
And Eve blamed the serpent.
然后女人说那蛇引诱我。
In other words, the devil made me do it.
就是说这个魔鬼让我这样做的。
Now that's not the way to handle it when you mess up.
当你把事情 搞砸的时候，这不是处理的办法。
And yet, that's what a lot of people do.
但是很多人正在做这样做。
They blame others for their failures.
他们归咎给别人。
Or they make excuses.
或者是找借口。
Don't do that when you have done something wrong.
不要如此做，当你做错的时候。
Instead, confess your sin.
相反，我们需要来认罪。
Admit that you did wrong.
承认我们做错了。
Take responsibility for your actions.
承担起相应的后果。
And this goes just beyond an apology, which is an expression of regret. Oh, I'm sorry, we say.
这个并不仅仅是一个简单的道歉，说我做错了，对不起。
A confession, a true confession, is an admission of fault. I'm sorry because I did wrong. I sinned.
认罪，一个真的认罪是承认错误，说我很抱歉，因为我做错了，我犯罪了。
Susan Wise Bauer, author and professor, says, "Apology addresses an audience."
苏珊·怀斯·鲍尔，她是作家和教授，她说道歉是针对听众的。
Confession implies an inner change that will be manifested in an outward action.
认罪意味着内在的改变会在外在的行动中表现出来。
In his book, Less is More, Pastor Kai Nielsen tells the story of one day when he and his friends were on their way to a youth Bible study.
凯尼尔森这个牧师在他《少即是多》这本书里讲了一个故事。
And they stopped at a local drugstore to pick up a few items that they were going to use as mischievous pranks in the Bible study.
在他年轻的时候，他们去到一个书店，然后去买几个东西来作为恶作剧的一个道具。
For example, they got some cap bombs to toss at some unsuspecting girls. When they threw it, they would explode and make a loud noise.
他们准备买一些帽子炸弹扔向那些毫无戒备的女孩，然后他们接到的时候，这个炸弹就会爆炸。
The problem was they didn't have any money to pay for them.
但是他们并没有钱来付。
So no problem, they thought.
没有问题的，他们想。
The drugstore wouldn't miss them.
这个不会缺这些东西的。
However, the store manager who met them at the door had other ideas.
但是这个店主在门口的时候抓住了他们。
He saw them slip these items in their backpacks.
因为他看见他们正在偷东西。
And so he called the local police who drove them to the police station, filed a report, and then called their parents.
然后他给那个警察打了电话，然后叫了他们的家长来。
Kai said he wasn't sure what was worse, facing the police or facing his mom.
他说我不知道怎么样是更差的，是面对警察还是面对我的妈妈。
Actually, he said he knew which was worse, facing his mom.
然后他说他知道什么是更差的，就是要面对他的妈妈。
But to each he pleaded his case. He says, I was just the lookout guy.
然后他每一个人都说我只是一个看望风的。
Yeah, I was a part of it, but I didn't take anything.
他说我参与了，但是我并没有拿东西。
But his argument convinced no one.
然后并没有人相信他们。
And the cap bombs buried in his backpack screamed a different story.
这个帽子炸弹在他的书包里讲出了另外一个故事。
Liar, thief, they said to him.
这个帽子炸弹就会在他的书包里说，你是骗子，你是贼。
The police and his parents knew.
这个警察和他的父母都知道。
And he knew.
他自己也知道。
When Kai returned home, he snuck off to the garage, which was behind the house.
当他回到家里的时候，他偷偷地溜到了车库。
He took the cap bombs out of his backpack and he hid them in the darkest corner of the garage, hoping and praying that that was the end of it.
他把这些帽子炸弹拿出来，然后放在一个最不起眼的角落里，希望这个事情就此结束。
However, every time he walked past that part of the garage, a tiny voice persisted, liar, thief.
但是当他每一次走过那个角落的时候，他都听见一个声音说，骗子，贼。
And that's the way it is with hidden, unconfessed sin.
这就是一个隐藏的未承认的罪。
Even though nobody else knows about it, you know about it.
虽然没有任何别人知道，但是你自己知道。
And the thought of it will haunt you and enslave you until you come clean with it.
这个思想会一直的困扰你，奴役你，直到你坦白为止。
And so why not come clean with God?
为什么不到神面前来得洁净呢？
Confess your sin and replace that haunting voice in your head with God's voice, which says, I forgive you and I love you.
承认你的罪，用神的声音代替你脑中萦绕的声音，听见神说，我原谅你，我爱你。
Proverbs 28:13 says this, people who conceal or hide their sin will not prosper. But if they confess and turn from their sin,They will receive mercy.
箴言二十八章十三节说：“遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。”
So stop making excuses and playing the blame game.
所以停下来找借口，不要再去指责。
Confess your sin.
认罪。
Admit you sinned and were wrong.
承认我们做错的事情。
And then accept sin's consequences.
然后是承担罪的后果。
Sin has its consequences.
犯罪是有后果的。
So endure the results of your actions with a willingness to take what comes from the hand of God.
所以承担我们犯罪以后从神那里来的后果。
Accept the consequences as Adam and Eve had to.
接受这些后果，就像亚当和夏娃所做的。
For their consequences were passed down to this very day upon every man and woman.
他们犯罪的一个后果已经继承到我们所有的人身上。
Verse 16, God said to the woman, I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy, and in pain you will give birth, and your desire will be contrary to your husband, but he will rule over you.
16节又对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必辖管你。
Now there are two things that God tells the woman. First, there will be pain when she gives birth to a child.
上帝告诉了女人两件事情，就是当女人怀胎的时候是很痛苦的。
And second, there will be a power struggle between her and her husband.
第二件事情是女人与丈夫之间有权力斗争。
And so first, God says there will be pain in childbearing.
第一件事情是怀胎的苦楚。
And ladies, I don't need to tell you about the pain that's involved in having a baby.
女士们，我不需要告诉你这个怀孩子的这个痛苦。
In fact, there's pain in the whole process of bearing as well as raising children.
事实上在生孩子和养孩子的过程中都是痛苦的。
But on top of that, God said there would be a power struggle between the woman and her husband.
在此之上还有女人和男人的这种权力斗争。
They would have disagreements over how to raise the children.
如何带孩子他们会有争议。
There would be disagreements over how to spend the money.
如何花钱也会有争议。
There would even be disagreements over what temperature to set the thermostat in the house.
在家里这个温度设成几度也会有争议。
In verse 16, God told the woman, "Your desire will be contrary to your husband."
第十六节说，你必恋慕你丈夫。
Now, if you look at Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7, you'll get a feel for what that word desire means.
在四到十七节里，我们就看到了恋慕这个词。
There, God told Cain, "Sin is crouching at your door. Its desire is for you." Now, that's that same word.But you must subdue it and be its master.
神告诉该隐，罪就伏在你门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
In other words, sin desired to control Cain, but Cain had to learn to control his sinful desires.
罪想要控制该隐，但该隐必须要学会控制他的罪恶欲望。
And so the woman would desire to control the man, but God says,The man will rule over her.
所以女人是想要控制男人，但上帝说男人会管辖女人。
So instead of harmony in the home, both husband and wife would struggle for control of the home.
所以在家里并没有和谐，相反，男人和女人都开始在斗谁有这个控制权。
Sin brings the desire for each to dominate the other.
这个罪让我们想要有欲望去控制对方。
The story is told of a farmer's boy who wanted to get married.
有一个农场的小孩，他想要结婚了。
And the father said, "Now, John, when you get married, your liberty is going to be gone."
他父亲说，约翰，当你结婚的时候，你就没有自由了。
And the boy didn't believe it. He says, not with his sweetheart. It's just going to be bliss.
这个男孩并不相信。他说，哦，那肯定不是真的，不是对我的这个甜心儿。
So the father said, well, I'll prove it to you.
这个爸爸说，我会向你证明的。
He said, I want you to catch a dozen 12 chickens and put them in the wagon.
去抓十二只鸡，把它们放在马车里。
And hitch up the horses to the wagon and drive into town.
拉上你的马车去镇里面。
Stop at every house you come to. And he said, whenever you find that the man is the boss of that house, give him a horse.
在每一家门口停住，当你发现一个男人是老板的时候，给他一个马。
But he said, wherever you find that the woman is the boss of the house, give her a chicken.
当你发现女人是家里的老板的时候，给她一只鸡。
And he said, guarantee you'll give away all your chickens and you'll come back with both horses.
我向你保证，你会把你的鸡都分发完，但是你会回来有两匹马。
Well, the boy accepted the challenge and he drove into town.
这个男孩接受了他爸爸的挑战，去了镇里面。
And he had stopped at every house.
他去了每一个房子。
And so far he had given away 10 chickens.
他已经给出了十只鸡。
And then he came to a nice little house and he saw an old man and his wife standing out in the front lawn.
然后他走到一个小房子里，看见一个老人和他的妻子站在门口的草地上。
So he called out to them, "Who's the boss here?"
然后他就向他们喊说，谁是这里的老大？
And the man said, I am.
这个男生说我是。
Turning to the woman, the boy said, is that right? Is he the boss?
然后他就转向了这个老太太，问他说，是这样子的吗？他是老板。
And the woman replied, yeah, he's the boss.
然后这个女生说，是的，他是老板。
And so the boy asked them to come down to the street.
然后这个男孩就说，让他们到这个街边上来。
He explained to them his reason for asking, and he told the man to pick out one of the horses.
然后他就解释了他来的原因，然后让这个男人挑一匹马。
And he explained that he'd bring the horse back to him that afternoon.
然后他会解释说，他会晚些时候把这个马再给他们送过来。
And so the old man and the old lady looked over the horses carefully.
然后这两个老人就开始看这些马。
And the husband said, well, I think that horse on the right, he's the better of the two.
这个先生说，我觉得这个右边的这个马是更好的。
And the wife said, oh no, I think the horse on the left is the better horse of the two.
然后那个妻子说，哦，不是的，左边的这个更好一点。
I would choose him, she said.
他说，我会选左边的这个。
Well, the old man took another look at the horse on the left, and he said, well, I guess I'd take that horse on the left.
然后这个老人又看了左边那个马，说，哦，我猜我会选左边的那匹马吧。
The boy smiled and he said, oh, no, you won't. You'll take a chicken.
这个男孩笑了，然后说，哦，你拿不到的，你只能拿到一只鸡。
Even when it seems like perfect harmony on the outside, each one desires to control the other on the inside.
即使表面上看起来很和谐，但是每个人都渴望在内部去控制对方。
And so God told them the consequence of their sin would be pain in childbearing and a power struggle in the home.
所以上帝告诉我们，这就是罪的后果，就是生孩子的痛苦和这个家里的权力斗争。
Now that was the consequence of sin for the woman.
那是罪的后，女人犯罪的后果。
But there were consequences for sin for the man.
男人犯罪也有后果。
God not only judged the woman, but he judged the man.
他不仅审判了女人，他也审判了男人。
And so he said in verse 17, and to the man, God said, since you listened to your wife and you ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. In pain, you will eat of it all the days of your life.It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return.
十七节说，又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受诅咒，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Now just as the woman would experience pain in childbirth, so the man would experience pain in his work.
就像女人要经历生产的痛苦一样，男人也要经历工作的劳苦。
The word for pain in verse 17 is the same Hebrew word that's translated pain in verse 16.
在十七节的这个苦和在十六节的这个苦在希伯来文中是同一个字。
So both the husband and the wife would experience pain as a result of their sin.
所以罪的结果就是男人和女人都要经历痛苦。
They just would experience it in different ways.
只是在不同的方面。
And for the man, the ground that once produced an abundant crop, giving him everything that he needed to provide for his family, would become difficult to harvest, growing with thorns and thistles, otherwise known as weeds.
对啊，男人而言，那个曾经有丰富土产的土地将要变得很难耕种，然后会长出荆棘和蒺藜，或者说是杂草。
In fact, no matter what a man's work might be, it would be done painfully with toilsome, exhausting, difficult, and a chore to perform.
事实上，无论男人做什么工作，他都将是痛苦的、辛苦的、疲惫的、困难的。
Man would experience pain in his work.
男人将经历工作中的苦。
And then the time would come when he would pass away. He would die.
然后他离世的时候就到了。
God told Adam in verse 19, "You were made from dust, and to dust you will return."
上帝告诉亚当在十九节，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
In his book, The Body, A Guide for Occupants, Bill Bryson describes the largest organ of the human body, the skin.
比尔布莱森他的书《身体居住者指南》里面讲述了人体最大的器官——皮肤。
He writes that the skin consists of an inner layer called the dermis and an outer layer called the epidermis.
皮肤是由内部的真皮和外面的表皮所组成。
And the outermost layer of the epidermis is made up entirely of dead cells.
表皮的最外层是完全由死亡的细胞组成的。
Now that, when you think about it, that's kind of striking that all that makes us look good on the outside is actually dead.
当你想一想的时候，真是令人惊讶，在我们外面看起来很好的东西，其实全部都是死的。
And he concludes that those outer skin cells are replaced every month.
这些外层细胞每月都更换一次。
We shed skin.
我们的皮肤会脱落。
25,000 flakes a minute, over a million pieces every hour.
每分钟是大约25,000片，然后每小时是超过100万片。
And so run a finger along a dusty shelf, and in large part, you're clearing a path through the fragments of your former self, minute skin cells.
当你的手指划过一个布满灰尘的书架的时候，你所清理出来的道路很多的时候都是曾经的你那些微小的皮肤细胞。
In other words, as God said, we turn to dust.
或者就像神告诉我们的，我们归于尘土。
And God's saying, because of our sin, we're going to live a life of pain, and we're going to turn to dust.
上帝说，我们因为罪，我们是活在痛苦之中，然后我们要归于尘土。
Now that doesn't sound very hopeful, does it?
这样听起来好沮丧。
But there is hope.
但是我们是有希望的。
For God not only judged the woman and the man.
上帝不仅审判了男人和女人。
He judged the serpent too, and it's there that we find our hope.
上帝也审判了蛇，我们在那里找到了希望。
It's there we find grace and mercy in the midst of our pain.
在我们的痛苦中，我们是否能找到恩典？
Here's what God said in verse 14. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all animals domestic and wild. You will crawl on your belly, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life.
14节，耶和华神对蛇说，你既做了这事，就必受诅咒，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。
Now the devil is disgraced more than any of the other animals.
这个魔鬼比别的更多的生物是更加的蒙羞的。
The one who once wanted the highest place in all the universe would now take the lowest.
他想居在最高位，但是却成了最低位的。
God humiliated the serpent and declared that humanity would hate it.
上帝贬低了蛇，然后并且宣告人类将会憎恨它。
Here's what he said in verse 15. I will cause hostility or hatred between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head. You will strike his heel.
15节，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，她的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
Now Satan thought that he was going to win the loyalty of the woman and her descendants.
撒旦想他可能已经赢得了这个女人的忠心。
He had promised her so much.
他向她承诺了那么多。
But now he finds that the woman and her offspring are going to hate him.
但是现在发现这个女人和女人的后裔将要恨他。
More than that, he learns that one of the woman's offsprings are going to kill him one day.
更甚他知道了女人后裔中的一位将要有一天杀掉他。
Satan would be mortally wounded. He would strike his head. He would crush his head.
这个撒旦将要被重伤，将要被他伤到头。
While the one who wounds him will only get away with a strike on the heel.
但是那位伤他的只是被伤了脚跟。
So in the midst of disciplining the man and the woman for their sin, God gives a promise of a deliverer.
在上帝管教男人和女人的时候，上帝也给他们了一个救赎者的盼望。
God promises a savior.
上帝承诺了一个救主。
One who would rescue us from the enemy of our souls and give us recovery.
就是那一位把我们从我们灵魂的敌人中救出来的。
And so who is it?
他是谁呢？
Who is the deliverer?
谁是那位拯救者？
Who is the savior?
谁是救主？
Was it Adam and Eve's firstborn son Cain?
是亚当和夏娃首生的孩子？
No.
不是。
He ended up murdering his brother.
他把他的兄弟杀了。
Was it Abraham, the father of the Jews?
是亚伯拉罕吗？这个犹太人之父。
No, he turned out to be a liar, afraid of Pharaoh.
不是，他是一个骗子，他害怕法老。
Was it the great King David?
是伟大的大卫王吗？
No, he ended up getting a woman who was not his wife pregnant, and then killing her husband to hide his sin.
不是，他得到了一个女人。然后让她怀孕了，但是把她的丈夫杀掉来掩藏她自己的罪。
None of those would be able to deal a fatal blow to Satan.
他们中没有一个人可以给撒旦以致命的打击。
They're all the seed of mankind, descendants of mankind, and therefore sinful, just like Adam himself.
他们都是人类的后代，就像亚当他自己一样是有罪的。
And we could search all of history for a deliverer.
我们可以在历史中继续找寻。
But it all would be in vain until we come to a little town of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago.
直到我们来到伯利恒这座小镇2000年以前。
And there in a stable, a little boy was born of a virgin.
在马槽中有一个小孩，他是处女所生。
He's not the offspring of a man.
他并不是人的后代。
He's the offspring of a woman, the Son of God.
他是女人的后裔。
He's the deliverer.
他是那拯救者。
He's the savior.
他是那救主。
He's the one who would deal the fatal blow to Satan on the cross.
他是那给撒旦致命一击的。
Now Satan struck Jesus on the heel there on the cross.
撒旦在耶稣在十字架上的时候伤了他的脚跟。
He put nails in his hands and his feet.
他们把钉子钉进了他的手和脚。
But those wounds were not fatal.
但是这些伤痕并不是致命的。
Three days later, Jesus rose from the dead, victorious over the grave, victorious over sin, and victorious over Satan himself.
三天以后，耶稣从死里复活，战胜了坟墓，战胜了罪，战胜了撒旦他自己。
Hebrews 2:14, though through death, Jesus destroyed...Literally, he rendered powerless the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
希伯来书二章十四节，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。这里的败坏在字面上就是使之无能为力。
Jesus dealt Satan that fatal blow 2,000 years ago on the cross.
所以耶稣在2000年在十字架上的时候给了撒旦那致命的一击。
The offspring of the woman crushed Satan's head.
女人后代伤了撒旦的头。
And now Satan is in death throes.
现在他正在死亡的边缘。
And soon, very soon, he'll be gone.
很快他就会消失。
Hallelujah.
赞美主。
4 years ago, Jeremy Sutcliffe grabbed a shovel. Go ahead.
4 years 以前，杰克米萨特克莱夫他拿了一个铲子。
To decapitate a 4-foot-long Western Diamondback rattlesnake that had spooked his wife Jennifer.
他砍向了一个西部林文贝响尾蛇。这个响尾蛇有4尺长，吓坏了他的妻子 Jennifer.
He then picked up the severed head.
然后呢，他捡起了那个被砍断的头。
And when he did so, it sank its fangs into his flesh.And released a deadly dose of venom.
正在那时，这个毒蛇的尖牙刺进了他的肉，向他释放了致命的毒液。
Now Jennifer, who happened to be a nurse, got him into a car to drive him to a hospital.
他的妻子正好是一个护士，把他送到车里，然后开车去医院了。
And about 2 miles into the drive, her husband began having seizures.
只开了2迈，她的丈夫已经开始有癫痫。
He lost his vision.
他失去了视力。
And unknown to them, he was bleeding internally.
但是他们并不知道他也正在内出血。
She met up with an ambulance and then a helicopter, which flew him to a hospital.
他遇见了这个救护车，然后是一个直升飞机把他们送到了医院。
Jeremy's organs were beginning to shut down.
他的器官已经开始衰竭。
And for 24 hours, the medical staff fought hard. His life was on the line.
这个医院里的医生，他们工作了24小时，他的生命岌岌可危。
And finally, his condition stabilized, and Jeremy lived to tell the story.
最终，他的状况稳定了，然后他可以生着告诉活着告诉大家这个故事。
Harry Green, a biology professor at Cornell University, told the news people.
哈里格林一个生物学家他告诉大家
A severed viper or snake head can deliver a dangerous bite.
一个被切断的毒蛇头仍然会造成危险的咬伤。
In fact, Green said the typical rattlesnake can keep moving for several hours after it is split in two.
事实上一个典型的响尾蛇在被分裂成两半后还能持续移动几个小时。
Now on the cross, Jesus severed the old serpent's head, the devil.
在十字架上，耶稣已经伤了那骨蛇的头。
But he's still moving.
但是他仍然在活动。
And he can deliver a dangerous bite.
他仍然可以危险的咬伤。
And so we need to watch out for him and look to Jesus to save us when he does bite.
所以我们要警醒，然后我们要寻求神的帮助。
For Jesus has already won the victory over Satan on the cross.
耶稣已经在十字架上胜过了撒旦。
Jesus is your savior from sin.
耶稣是我们从罪中得释放的救主。
Jesus is your deliverer from the devil.
耶稣把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Jesus is your rescuer from ruin.
耶稣是我们被毁坏之后的恢复者。
Jesus is the only way you can experience full recovery from sin.
如果你想要康复，耶稣是那唯一的道路。
And so after you confess your sins,
当我们认罪之后
and accept its consequence,
承担了罪的后果
you need to put your confidence in God.
我们需要信靠上帝。
Trust the Lord to save you from your sin.
相信上帝把我们从罪中拯救出来。
Depend on Jesus to give you life as he puts you on the road of recovery.
依靠耶稣当他们当他把我们放在复原之路之上。
That's what Adam did.
这就是亚当所做的。
Verse 20, then the man Adam named his wife Eve because she would be the mother of all who live.
二十节亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃因为她是众生之母。
Now literally, Adam named his wife life. That's what Eve means.
字面上亚当给他的妻子命名为生命。
Now how could he do that when he was death?
他如何这样做的呢当他面对的就是死亡。
Well, I'll tell you.
我会告诉你。
He believed God's promise of a deliverer through the offspring of a woman, namely a savior.
因为他相信了神的应许，将有一位救赎者从女人的后裔之中。
Adam believed God.
亚当相信了上帝。
He trusted God, and God responded by covering up his sins.
他信任了上帝，上帝以遮盖他的罪为回应。
God covered up Adam and Eve's guilt and shame.
上帝遮盖了亚当和夏娃的罪和羞耻。
Verse 21.And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and his wife.
21节，耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Now for that to happen, God shed the blood of some innocent animals, and through that shed blood, he provided a covering for their sin.
为了给他们提供这个皮子做的衣服，上帝向这些无辜的动物流了血。
Now that's exactly what God wants to do for you.
这就是神想向你所做的。
If you put your trust in the Lord Jesus, if you rely on Him like Adam and Eve, God will cover your sins and He'll take away your guilt and shame.
如果你信靠耶稣，上帝会遮盖你的罪，他会除去你所有的罪和羞耻。
Jesus shed His blood.
耶稣流了血。
And now God stands ready to cover any who trust Him with His Son's righteousness.
所以上帝准备用耶稣的血来遮盖我们这些相信他的人。
And so confess your sin to the Lord.
我们向神认罪。
Accept its consequence.
承担罪的后果。
And put your confidence in God.
信靠上帝。
In the film The Water Diviner, an Australian farmer, Joshua Connor, allowed three of his sons to enlist with the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps in World War I.
在电影《战水师》中，澳大利亚的农民乔士·奥康纳允许他的三个儿子去参与了第一次世界大战。
All three boys were together at the Battle of Gallipoli.
他们同时参加了加里波利战役。
All three of them went missing in action and were presumed to be dead.
他们也同时失踪了，然后被推测为死亡。
The movie began 4 years after their disappearance.
这个电影是以他们消失后的四年为开始。
Connor's wife couldn't handle their loss, and so she drowned herself early in the movie.
他的妻子不能接受，所以他自己溺水死亡了。
Connor buried her, and at her graveside, he promised he would bring her boys home and bury them next to her.
他把他的妻子放在坟墓里，并且向他保证他会把他的孩子带回来，然后埋在他的旁边。
He then went looking for his sons.
然后他就出发了。
After a 3-month journey, he arrived in Istanbul.
三个月以后，他到了伊斯坦布尔。
And from there, he bribed a fishing boat captain to transform him to Gallipoli.
那里他贿赂了一个钓鱼的船渔船的船长，然后去到了加里波利。
And this was against the wishes of the British Army, who were trying to find and properly bury their dead.
这不是当时英国政府所愿意做的。
Possessing nothing but his son's diary and the knowledge of what day they disappeared, Connor was convinced that he'd be able to find them.
除了他大儿子的日记和他们是哪一天消失的，他一无所有，但是他仍然相信他可以找到他们。
A Turkish officer who was present at the battle, Major Ishan, was the only one who took Connor seriously.
土耳其的少校，医生少校是唯一的一个把他看为认真的。
The British officer in charge was uncooperative and had already planned a supply trip to take Connor back to Istanbul.
这个英国的政府已经决定把他带回去。
And so Major Ishan asked the British officer why he wouldn't help Connor search for his sons.
所以当时他们就有一个对话，说你为什么不帮助他呢？
And the officer said that he couldn't go about helping every father who wouldn't stay put and let the authorities handle the matter.
这个官员说，我不能去帮助每一个不愿意留在原地的父亲，应该让当局来处理此事。
Major Ishan responded, "Yes, but he's the only father who came looking for them."
是的，但是他是唯一来找的爸爸。
Now, when you were dead in your trespasses and sins, God came looking for you.
当我们在我们的罪和过犯中死去的时候，神我们的天父也来寻找我们。
Not to bury you,
并不是来埋葬我们。
But to give you a brand new life.
是给我们全新的生命。
And so accept his love for you.
接受他的爱。
Surrender to him.
顺服他。
And in that surrender, find a whole new life in Christ.
在顺服中找到耶稣基督里那全新的生命。
Confess your sin to the Lord.
让我们向神认罪。
Accept its consequences.
承担罪的后果。
Put your confidence in God.
信靠上帝。
Who offers you deliverance and salvation and recovery.
上帝向我们承认，会将救赎我们，并且带我们复原。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we're thankful for the word of God.
天父上帝，我们为神的话语向你献上感谢。
And even though in the very beginning of time when Adam and Eve sinned, you provided a savior.
即使在创世的起初，亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候，
You said that he would crush Satan's head.
你向我们做出承诺，说到这位救赎主将要损伤魔鬼的头。
And in the meantime, you offer us salvation and recovery.
同时你给我们救恩和让我们康复。
Now, Lord, help us not to push you aside, but to accept that salvation.
求神帮助我们不要把你推向一边，而是来接受你的救恩。
And to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我们过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
Help us to obey your word.
帮助我们来顺服你的话语。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。